was born, boy.
Chemist Warehouse are having a massive Black Friday sale. Get an extra 10% off all big brands store-wide. The value of coin remained the same today at $3.64. What is your coin worth today? Summer Breakfast.
Great to be with you on Summer Breakfast. David King and Jack Heverin. You can send us through your questions without notice on 0433 98 11 16 because questions without notice is not too far away. But one of our absolute favourites here at SEN, and I know that Gaz and Tim have become very, very matey with Kayla George from the Melbourne Boomers, and the Boomers are tracking nicely, a really good performance against Adelaide on Tuesday night. And in this whirlwind season, it's great to catch up with Kayla once again. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're great. You're basically halfway through the season now.
Yeah, we certainly are. So it's going by pretty quickly. But if you include the quarantine that us Melbourne teams have had, where we've been together for over a month. So it's a lot, but we're doing good.
How are you finding it? I mean, the turnarounds, there's games sort of basically every couple of days. How are you finding it from a body perspective? I'm guessing recovery is pretty important right now.
Yeah, recovery is definitely critical. So we're really fortunate, the Boomers. We have a great physio who gives us leg flushes for the people that play big minutes, and then we jump in the ice bath. So we get really well looked after here, and I'm sure other teams do as well. But yeah, honestly, it's pretty wild. Like, not even in international competitions like the Olympics or a World Cup would you ever be together for longer than a month if you include a pre-tournament and then the big tournament itself. So this is pretty insane, but I think, everyone being in the same boat, having to recover the right way will determine who's, there at the end, really.
Kayla, what's it got you doing? What's it driven you to, this being in the hub with these girls and confined spaces? Has it created some tension? What's going on behind the scenes? Has it made you develop new hobbies or a way to get away from these girls? What's happening up there? Let us in a little bit.
Well, I waxed Lizzie Cambridge's legs the other day, so that was interesting, waxing the opposition's legs. But no, honestly, I'm usually out and about a lot with my two dogs, so I'm really, really missing them. But thankfully, I get to see them when I go up to Cairns. But I've been watching so much Netflix, it's ridiculous. But then also, because there are so many WNBL games on, jumping on KO and watching them almost every other night has been really great as well. So lots of screen time, not so great for the eyes, but like I said, I'm usually out with my dogs, but I'll make do.
Who are you rooming with and how's that going?
I'll take one guess, Maddie Garrett, of course. it's going well. We're kind of used to it.
Hey, just on the KO side of things, are you finding the fact that there's games every night, I'm certainly finding it, I'm doing tonight's game, but there seems to be a lot more commentary at the moment and discussion on social media about all of the games because there's games on basically every night and there's not much else happening at the moment. Are you thinking there's something to consider, maybe not this many games in such a short space, but more midweek games to give more eyeballs on the game?
I mean, I think this is definitely a unique situation due to COVID, and like you just mentioned, there aren't really any other sports being played right now. In terms of basketball, we are the only basketball season being played here in Australia right now. So it is good for eyes on the game. And so this scenario in that sense is great. In terms of doing something like this midweek game, kind of cramming games in like this, I don't know that it's really a great idea for in a body aspect and scheduling wise. Yeah, it's a lot. To play 13, 14 games and plus finals in this time frame, it's pretty crazy. But I mean, if it worked with future seasons, maybe a little bit longer than this one, please. But if it worked with getting TV deals on board and more eyes on the game, then certainly something to be discussed. Absolutely.
Kayla, we know we haven't got you for long this morning. It's all about preparation for the next game against the Capitals, which is a very, very important one for both of you. So good luck and always nice to hear from you.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one. Thank you.
Kayla George joining us from the Melbourne Boomers, the Capitals in action tonight as well as we get set to get to the back half of this very, very quick WNBL season. We're back to wrap up with questions without notice after this.